Welcome back to Skydog, the Dwayne Allman Retrospective. I'm Tommy Nast, and make sure you get yourself a copy of one of the greatest box sets of music this holiday season, wherever you buy music. In the early days of Dwayne's musical career, he and brother Greg started in a band called The Escorts, who actually opened for the Beach Boys in 1965, but quickly disbanded, and the duo formed the Allman Joys. That band based themselves out of Nashville and played throughout the Southeast, and soon after morphed into the Hourglass and moved to the glitz and glamour of Hollywood. Daughter Galadriel and brother Greg Allman tell us about the early days of Dwayne and his first musical projects.
I mean, and that's the interesting thing about the box is, you know, the first song is Love Light, and the fact that they were, you know, in high school and untested, and the fact that they could put on that kind of passionate song right out of the box, and then, you know, watching them sort of develop and go through, you know, Falling in Love with the Yardbirds, or Dwayne standing with these giants of R&B who he's never met before. He walks in a studio with Aretha Franklin and just lays it down, and Wilson Pickett. I mean, it's really interesting to see the story unfold, which I think that's the one thing about the box, you know, and God bless Bill Levinson for hanging in there with us for almost, you know, 15 years to try to get it to happen, because you can see all of the elements come to pass. Like you're saying, you know, you can see the psychedelic 60s, you know, San Francisco sound, you know, with the Hourglass, them trying to fit into that mold, and you can see the really deep root that was happening in Muscle Shoals and that sort of beautiful, perfect sound of The Room and them being informed by that. And you can see him gathering all the information that it took to then take this huge quantum leap to build a band around himself and just do it.
I always knew he had it, but I also always knew there was a lot of competition out there. Because we grew up, you know, playing with people like Jesse Ed Davis and Billy Gibbons and all those kind of people. It seemed like we were all struggling at one time at this one place in the Valley in Los Angeles. And it was one club of all names. It was called Magic Mushroom. I remember driving up to the place for rehearsal one afternoon, and I looked up the marquee, and it said Taj Mahal, ZZ Top. Now, none of us, we didn't have a pot to piss in, and we wanted to throw it out. We were borrowing amplifiers from each other and stuff. Who else was on there? Seeds, The Doors. This was just a local bar we all played at. But I remember seeing that marquee and thinking, God, look at the competition.
That's the Escorts doing their version of a classic, Love Light. Now, let's check out the Almond Joys with Shapes of Things. You've just heard two gems from the early days of Duane Allman with the Escorts doing Turn On Your Love Light and Shapes of Things from the Allman Joys. Well, one person that shared the stage with Duane in the early days was former Allman Brothers Band co-lead guitarist Dickie Betts. When those two played together, it was a guitar player's dream to see what they would inspire each other to do. Dickie now shares on those memories and the impact of Duane.
First of all, we were great friends. Secondly, we understood what each of us were trying to do, and there was a very good, healthy competition between us without abusing the rest of the band. It wasn't a guitar sling shootout. It was more, if he played that good, I've got to play. But that is something I think that is more common. That's the way you should work with another musician, whether it's two guitar players or a piano player and a bassist. The thing Duane really brought to this band, you know, we had six band leaders, but what Duane really offered was he was intensely focused. He didn't have blinders on by any means, but he was straight ahead, positive, intensely focused, and one of his things that I'll always remember is, you know, we got to, when somebody weakens in this bunch, we can't leave them behind. The rest of us have got to grab them and pull them along until they can go. Just things like that. That was part of his leadership. But Duane was a very unique individual, very powerful person. And I've heard it said before that either you loved Duane Allman, the people that knew him, or you couldn't stand to be around him. Well, from my experience, most people loved it. The ones that didn't like him, it's because he wouldn't put up with any bullshit.
Thanks, Dickie. I'm Tommy Nast, and when talking about Duane Allman, you're talking about one of the greatest guitarists to ever play. And when you make a statement like that, the name Eric Clapton always seems to find its way into the conversation. It's no wonder the two found each other in the very early 70s and created one of the greatest music projects that's still a staple of great rock radio stations across the globe. Of course, we're talking about Derek and the Dominoes and the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. According to Wikipedia, with the band assembled and Tom Dowd producing, Layla was recorded in its original form. The recording consisted of 6 guitar tracks, a rhythm track by Clapton, 3 tracks of harmonies played by Clapton against the main riff, a track of slide guitar by Allman, and 1 track with both Allman and Clapton playing duplicate solos. Here's one of the most recognizable guitar intros ever from a song everybody loves.
Nobody's waiting by your side.
From Skydog, the box set retrospective of Duane Allman, here's Not My Cross to Bear. This is Skydog, the Duane Allman retrospective, and when we return, Allman Brothers Derek Trucks and Warren Haynes join us, and we'll hear again from Greg Allman.